This is Eric Bischoff, and you're listening to WTR.
This is Christy Annie, DNA Knockout.
This is Lacey Von Erich.
I'm Al Stokes.
This is Harry Smith.
This is Stampede Kid T.J. Wilson.
Everybody, this is good old J.R. Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
The evolution of online sports entertainment steps back into the squared circle to present to you Wrestle Talk Radio.
Are you ready?
Join us as we cover everything from old school to new school in the WWE, TNA, and indie scene.
It's still relevant, damn it!
With your host, Tim Stein.
Hail to the king, baby.
You will bow to me, Spud.
Let's face it. Most of you don't like me.
Will,
I am awesome. I do what I want, when I want.
Mace.
Everybody knows I'm perfect in every way.
And the Omega.
I'm half man, half amazing. I am better than you.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, baby.
Marcus, to the top. Marcus, ask the top. Straight to the top, and then keep heading up. Stars shine for why we should give a hug. About what is real and how real is still. The only way to feel the man that does still. In a way to survive the struggles we have faced in this life, there's a lot of time can't erase.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Sunday Night Mayhem Show right here on the Sunday Night Mayhem Radio Network. You can always check us out at www.facebook.com/Sunday Night Mayhem, and, of course, on MySpace at www.myspace.com/Sunday Night Mayhem, of course, brought to you by itsreallywrestling.com. That's right, itsreallywrestling.com. I'm the Big Mushmelon, along with my sidekick. We call him Bleat because he just has a tendency to bleat all the time. And, of course, we're always brought to you by all these wonderful people all the time. And, I don't know, we're just waiting for TNA and for WWE to both start. And looking forward to them going head-to-head. And it's going to be a fantastic show. And, of course, later on we're going to be hearing from the chairman of the board, Todd Vincente. He'll be coming on pretty quick in just a little bit to be talking about some stuff that he's got. And then, of course, we've got about 50,000 different people that we're going to be interviewing tonight. And our two-hour show should be about 5.5 weeks long. So I'm glad that you're here with us for the ride. And I'll tell you, Bleat, I'm really looking forward to watching TNA tomorrow night. They got a really good smashing lineup. You got a whole bunch of brand-new talent that they're going to be debuting tomorrow night, Bleat.
Oh, man, tomorrow's going to be fantastic. I'm telling you, Jeff Hardy is going to be all over the show. Jeff Nero Hardy is going to be everywhere. It's going to get them ratings. It's going to be awesome.
Yes, of course. And don't forget, we're expecting the debut of the Van Daminator himself. That's right, Rob Van Dam. So, Bleat, I want to hear your thoughts about that. But before we do that, let's talk a little bit more about our sponsors. We're sponsored by itsreallywrestling.com. And don't forget, you can follow Sunday Night Mayhem all along the Sunday Night Mayhem Radio Network right across the board at Facebook, www.facebook.com/Sunday Night Mayhem. And, of course, on MySpace at www.myspace.com/Monday Sunday Night Mayhem. Whoops, I might have just said something there. I don't know. I'm not for sure. But what the fuck? I can't. We don't swear on Sunday Night Mayhem, by the way, Bleat.
Oh, yeah, we can't be doing that, man. We got to.
But that's okay. I got to tell you this. I'm really excited about all the guests that we're going to have tonight. What's going to be your first question for our first guest?
Oh, man, I don't know. I'm just so excited to see Jeff Nero Hardy.
I don't know what it is, you and your love affair about Jeff Nero Hardy, but I think it's time we start feeling the mayhem. Are you feeling the mayhem, Bleat?
I'm feeling the mayhem.
I tell you, you shouldn't be doing that in public because they might arrest you. Ha ha ha, ha 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 ha.
Alrighty then. I think that's more than enough. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Wrestle Talk Radio, WTR Sunday night, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I think we need the epic fail horn right there. Now, for the two of you in the chat room that actually listen to the show that we were making fun of, why and how can you? That's all I want to know is, how can you? Everybody, I'm the host with the most, the one, the only, the O-L-D-O-N-E, the Chrome Dome, as it were, Tim Stein, joined by Mr. Mark himself, that's right, the Scott Hall of the WTR Radio Network, Will McConnell. Will, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm the only one punctual tonight. That's weird.
Yeah, this is really strange. See what happens when you go for a whole week without drinking? What the hell are you thinking?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Do that again.
I'll tell you. Lost in the shuffle, some places the Spud guy and Omega have no clue where those guys might happen to be. We're hoping that they show up eventually so we can actually get a bit of a show going here. But until then, in the meantime and in between time, as the late great Ed Whalen used to say, you're stuck with the two of us. We're going to talk a little bit about wrestling and, you know, see what happens. Go from there. Tell you what. We're going to open up the phone lines immediately so you can call in, and I just have to warn Randy right now. If you call in, Randy, use a microphone headset, not a built-in mic, and that's all I can tell you. Yeah, the Thunder from Down Under, the Aussie that we like, Mace, he's not available to join us this evening. Apparently somebody used up 10 gigabytes of his internet at the beginning of the month, so he's not available. Yeah, because he lives in Australia, there's no way in hell I'm calling him. That's a little bit too much long distance. You know what I'm saying, Will?
Yeah, that's... Jesus Christ. Who the hell uses 10 gigs like that?
People who I would just assume download a lot of movies in one day.
Was it him that did it?
According to him, it wasn't, but... Who am I to say that's true or not? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. Aussie internet is really kind of weird and fucked up. It's a lot like the animals you find in the outback. You know, if you're religious and you believe in God and creationism and all that stuff, you kind of sort of get the idea sometimes that all of the mistakes God made, he kind of sort of shoved them in Australia, thinking, oh, nobody's going to go down there. You know, oop, what the fuck is this? It's got a... I must have been drunk this morning when I... We're going to call this a platypus. It's got a duck bill, and it's got, like, webbed feet and the body of an otter. Yeah, fuck it. Let's put it in Australia. Nobody will find it there. And then, goddammit, the Brits discovered Australia in the 1800s and made it a penal colony.
Mm.
So if it wasn't for the British, damn it, we wouldn't know what a kangaroo was.
I got nothing for that.
Yeah, I got nothing either. So
you went off on a tangent, and I couldn't follow you.
I kind of zipped. Yeah, I apologize for that. So why don't we talk a little bit about wrestling for a change? Well, something novel, a novel idea for the show, wrestling talk.
It's going to be weird because it's going to be the oldest guy on the show. That's not an age joke, but it's going to be the oldest guy on the show and the youngest guy on the show.
Oh, I'm
two complete different generations of opinions right there.
Yeah, I'm starting to think I'm the oldest guy on the internet some days, you know? Oi! My back, god damn it. I don't know if that happened there. Oi. But anyway, tomorrow night marks a new era in professional wrestling, Will, with the debut of TNA Monday Night. And if you listen to Hulk Hogan, it's the genesis, pardon the use of the word, of the Monday Night Wars Part 2. If you listen to the WWE, it's like, yeah, whatever, good luck to them, they're going to need it.
Yeah, I will be missing it because I work, but that's what YouTube's for.
There you go, yeah. A lot of people I noticed in the chat room before the show started, they thought, what are you going to watch, man? You can watch TNA, you can watch WWE. And some are going, oh, I'm watching TNA and I'll DVR WWE. And you know, the other people are saying, oh, I'll DVR TNA and watch them, whatever. I've got a bit of a solution. I'll have one show on my insanely big Timatron 2000 television, and I'll have the other show streaming on my insanely big Timatron 2016 W computer monitor.
I had the day off. I'd be moving a second TV into my room.
There you go.
Just that's like I did January 4th.
That's another thought. Now, of course, I've got satellite, so I wouldn't be able to do that. However, the cable company that I have a deal with for my internet and telephone winds up, they put a filter on the cable line, so you can't watch TV, but you've got the cable internet and you've got your telephone working. You just can't, it just doesn't broadcast the television signals. This filter, if that filter goes missing somehow, then you've got all channels available on cable.
Why would they do that?
Well, if you're paying for internet, your internet and your telephone, but not for your cable TV, then they don't want you watching cable TV, so they put that filter on there, right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that filter's gone missing twice, but apparently it's gone missing for the second time. And so what I could do is I could haul out the TV in my bedroom and use that, but that's too much work, and I can't be asked to do it.
What kind of dastardly person would be stealing filters off television cables?
I don't know, but if I ever catch the guy who does it, I'll give him a lecture. A very stern lecture. You shouldn't do that. That would be terrible.
Yeah, how dare they?
Yeah, I'm just stating for the record now, because we're being recorded, that I have no knowledge of that that event, Commissioner. So is this a good move by TNA to move to Mondays? We've examined this back when I said, you watch, they're going to move the 1st of March, and I was off by a week. And Spud jumped down my throat saying it was a dumb fucking idea, they'd never do it. Well, he's not here to defend himself, so I won't pick on him too much. But he's wrong!
I'd say it's bad in a sense that they were still pulling solid ratings on Thursday nights, but nothing as heavy as what WWE was doing. And TNA doesn't have too much experience with live shows, and I still say they should have gone live on Thursday to prepare for going live on Mondays. But
okay.
They're going live this Monday, so it's going to be interesting to see if that's something they can do every week and keep it consistent.
Well, I don't think that the wrestlers and guys like Hogan and Bischoff and those guys themselves need practice with going live, right? I mean, first off, Rock brings up an eloquent point in the production chat. They've been doing live pay-per-views for, 8 years now? 7 years? About 8 years. Also, all of these wrestlers, they don't have to worry about scripts and all this other stuff, and you rarely hear of matches being redone unless it's SmackDown and Vince is in town. But
yeah,
you know, it's the production staff, the Spike TV people putting TNA on that might need the practice. The wrestlers themselves and the interviewers and the backroom guys and the behind the scenes people. You go and you put on a wrestling show, you put on a wrestling show, and you do everything you can not to fuck anything up, because if you do and they catch it in the ring, then the TNA marks will go, you fucked up, you fucked, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, then they'd have to berate their cast members for saying naughty words.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, okay, cast members, we're on live TV, you can't do that. So that'd be interesting if they have another cast member's speech before they actually go live tomorrow night.
Yeah.
But,
all right, look, guys, we can't edit this out. Please, please don't do anything you wouldn't normally do.
Yeah, there you go. Now, most radio programs have a 7-second delay, just in case, you know, they do a call-in show and somebody says something they shouldn't, which would pretty much preclude Randy ever calling into a radio show, if you've ever heard him come on here. But a lot of live television has a built-in 5-second delay. Do you think maybe we'll see a 10 or a 15-second delay with TNA tomorrow night, just in case?
Maybe. If anything, it would be something that Spike would mandate, because they had the experience with running Monday Night Raw for, 5-6 years, live every Monday. So all sides have it covered with the live thing. It's just getting it right that first time. Because if you're going out there and you're saying, all right, we're taking it to the competition, and then your first show has a bunch of technical errors or something, it's not going to look good for anyone getting that first impression.
Oh, no, absolutely not. But TNA Tomorrow Night is promising a whole bunch of stuff that's supposed to kick off in the first 5 minutes. Now, I'm expecting to see RVD, Rob Van Dam, coming out, and we're going to talk about that RVD and Hogan spilling the beans after our first.
Where's Omega to just squeal right there?
Yeah, he's probably, that's exactly what he's probably doing, is lining all of the furniture in the TV room with plastic, because he's, you know, the second whatever music they play for RVD, the second that hits, he's going to wet himself.
Well, that's if they play something you can recognize.
Yeah, there you go. That's another question. They can't use One of a Kind because that's the WWE trademark song. Pantera's Walk, well, when WWE bought ECW, they also bought the rights for that song. But did those rights expire? And will we hear Pantera's Walk, his ECW thing? What do you think?
Kilgore covered Walk during Rob's ECW run. So, I mean, that would also be an option if they were still saying, all right, well, here, you can use this song, Rob. But I imagine what they'll do is they'll try and go with something familiar. So we'll end up getting, like, the classic WCW era. Look, it's a sound alike, but it's not the exact same thing type of theme.
Yeah, well, that's another thing. Jimmy, you know, the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, wrote so many wrestlers' entrance themes during his tenure, both with WWE and WCW. Now that he's in TNA, who's to say he hasn't put pen to paper yet once again and put together a bunch of stuff, and you know, you listen to some of those things that he's created, they sound so suspiciously close to some kind of a song that you recognize off the radio, but it's not quite there. So maybe we could hear a knockoff of One of a Kind, or a knockoff version of Pantera's Walk, courtesy of the Mouth of the South.
It's possible. I think one of the coolest things about Jimmy Hart being in TNA is the fact we've heard some of those classic WCW themes. I mean, yeah, hearing American Made on TNA, that's just like, damn, just a throwback right in your face. Then you see Abyss coming, and it's like, oh, it's like I almost climaxed, then I hit my dick with a hammer.
Ouch. Yeah, but the problem, you know, the problem there is, I completely just lost my train of thought on that. With them using all of that WCW style and sound and knockoffs, don't you think that kind of adds a little fuel to the fire where people are claiming that TNA is trying to rip off WCW from the glory days?
Well, TNA was basically built on everyone who was out of a job after WCW. I mean, just when that first pay-per-view, there were a lot of guys, like, I mean, it was started by Jeff Jarrett, who was a big face in the final years of WCW, and then they just kept showing up. JB and all of them, Mike Tenay, the Professor, and what they do need to do, though, is make sure they don't feel just like WCW, which is something a lot of people have said about them in the last few years, especially now that they've got guys like Vince Russo booking, and you've got Eric Bischoff as a major part of the company now, and you've got Hogan as the main authority face.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting, and of course all of that will unfold as the weeks go by, and you know that all of these wrestlers are slowly going to get a new theme song. TNA's debuting their new theme song tomorrow night with their move to Monday nights. Now, my big contention here with TNA going to Monday Night, so I don't have a problem with it, because it's like Eric Bischoff says, it's like all these other guys in the business are saying, Monday night is traditionally the wrestling night. And it has been ever since Raw debuted and Monday Nitro started going head-to-head. You did whatever you had to do and to get it done in time for either Raw or Nitro. So you could sit down on your ass at 9 o'clock Eastern and pick your poison of choice. TNA going head-to-head at the exact same time, even getting a comparable run over on Spike TV going live. Not a good idea, in my opinion. Now, I don't have a problem with them moving to Monday nights. Let them move to Monday nights. Okay, I predicted it. It came true. I was wrong saying that they'll start an hour earlier and then have that 1 hour overlap. I still think that that would be the smartest thing that TNA could have done. I don't know if it was a logistical problem with Spike TV or not. But overall, you know, what is your thought about that?
Oh, so they are going, like, the same hours?
Yeah, they're going head-to-head.
Ooh. I think, oh, damn. I don't think that's going to help them at all, because if after the January 4th show, if you didn't know what TNA was, you knew what it was then. So by now, people have, you know, started to choose their sides. People know which show they're going to watch. And with them going head-to-head the same hours, TNA is going to need to really step up their game, because something that they really don't have, despite some of the big names like Hogan and Flair, is name recognition.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned TNA to someone who isn't really a wrestling fan, and chances are they're not going to know a lot of the guys that are in the company. But you mentioned WWE, and you're going to hear they probably know about John Cena from him being all over the place. They know about Triple H or The Undertaker. And so TNA is going to have to be really, really solid if they're going to even try and compete in the same hours.
Yeah. Now, you brought up a very salient point there. People aren't going to know who AJ Styles or Samoa Joe is. You read all over the internet people bitching and griping and moaning and complaining. Well, you know, they got their own stars who are really, really good wrestlers. They should push them. There's a problem with that. You can't really push somebody that people aren't into because they...
Oh, what happened?
Oh, who Kurt Angle is. And that's the reason why all of these former WWE stars are getting so much face time, is to attract that casual viewer that used to tune in to...
We're having a little technical difficulties here, so if you'll give us just one moment, we're going to head to commercial and get this fixed. You're listening to Wrestle Talk Radio here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, and we'll see you in just a few moments.
Passion. Maybe you're a geek, a wrestling fan, a sex enthusiast, or you just need something to do for the evening. Then come check out the Wild Talk Radio Network, providing you with the latest in online entertainment. Whether it's getting in the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio, or getting a little R-rated with CB Radio or anything goes, or whether you just want to play a game of Dungeons & Dragons with the geeks over to Talky Talk Live, All you got to do is head on over to www.wildtalkradio.com and check out all of our daily programming. Wild Talk Radio Network. Come and get wild with us.
This is Cigarette Butts and Bandanas.
Anyway, with that being said, you've been listening to Cigarette Butts and Bandanas.
Wait, hold on. Let me.
Why do you always just end it, goddammit? You are the producer, goddammit. You're not the host of the show. Will is the producer.
Producer of the show.
With the trunk route part.
Why do you think Rob can't do it?
We waited forever to for Rob to come back, and now you're not even going to let him have the outro?
Okay, come on. I dressed up for this show. God damn it. You know how hard it is to find a wife beater in my size? 4. William is McConnell. And 4. Unfortunately, the lone jobber. And for the lone producer who doesn't do really much.
Oh, wait.
I am your host with the most, the godfather of extreme, Big. Well. I insulted myself real bad. Wow. All right, when everyone was listening to that, forget about the fact. Forget. Wow. God damn it, jobber.
What I do?
I'm Rob Buzz, your godfather tree, for whoever the hell Big Daddy East was.
East!
Whether you're a badass, a godfather, or something in between, the answer is Cigarette Butts and Bandanas, live, midnight Eastern Time, or as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, the whole fucking show, Rob Van Damn. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio on the Wild Talk Radio Network, boo.
Internet drops out, we go to break. That's a great way to do things. Hey, everybody, welcome back. WTR Sunday night. Don't know what happened. I think I wound up with Mace's connection difficulties.
I don't know, but before we continue on where it was, Will,
we should probably welcome a very special guest to the program this evening. Lives down in southern Florida, and I guess you could say he's an avid collector of toys and stuff like that. Please welcome the one and only Omega.
Thank you very much for a very dignified introduction.
Here, I thought you were talking about the anti-Cindy Sin.
The anti, no. Not those kinds of toys, Will. So, Omega, it's nice that you could join us. I guess we should call you the late Omega, huh?
Possibly. I pretty much died today.
What happened?
Well, not for real. I just couldn't wake myself up.
Oh, I see. You couldn't be asked to get out of bed.
So Omega's Scott Hall tonight.
Not for those reasons.
No, he's more like X-Pac.
And to my credit, when I woke up at 10:30 at night, I didn't immediately go to the liquor store. So that's not Scott Hall.
He's got
you
there.
You didn't wake up and go, oh, God, I'm awake. I'm Scott Hall. Time to drink.
Yeah, he's got you there, Will. I think he's got you on that one. But anyway, back to what I was talking about before we had to go to that quick break. You've got to put those familiar faces in front of the crowd to attract the people, and you've got to tell them, hey, some big shit's happening in the first 5 minutes. Make sure you tune in. And then once you get that audience, then you can start pushing your world heavyweight champion, AJ Flair, or Rick Styles, whichever way you want to call him, right? Or, you know, and then people can pick up the chant, Joe's going to kill you. Okay? You get the hardcore people on the internet saying, well, this, that, and the other thing. But you got to remember, the internet's a very, 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 very tiny, itty-bitty-bitty drop in the bucket as far as, you know, when you talk about wrestling fans in general. And the average wrestling fan is, in general, a casual observer. And what you observe casually when you like wrestling and you're flipping the channels, you stop on WWE and you watch them. And you get to know guys like Undertaker and Shawn Michaels and Triple H. And then to a, you know, a different extent during their 10 years, RVD, Jeff Hardy, Kurt Angle, when they were in WWE. Then you hear they're in TNA and you're like, oh, okay, yeah, sure, let's see what they're doing in this thing here. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Nope.
No, you got it, pretty much.
Pretty much. So, you know, all these people grumbling, well, you got to push the other guys. Well, they'll get their push as soon as they get the fan base. The viewership has to be there. Because, like I said, if you're pushing your best worker when nobody's watching, he's still going to be an unknown.
Which is kind of the tragedy of probably most of the TNA roster, actually.
Yeah,
that's the sad part.
Yeah, pretty much. And I've maintained for years that TNA has had some of the better wrestlers out there today, and I still say that. I mean, AJ Styles, he's not exactly a complete spot monkey. He's pretty close to the total package. And I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about, you know, like as far as being just being a good wrestler. He mixes the high spots with technical. Is there anybody in WWE along the lines of Samoa Joe who's as good as Samoa Joe?
Hell no.
No.
Exactly.
Not even close.
Yeah. So you can understand what I'm talking about, right? But Joe and Jane, WWE fan, do they know who Samoa Joe is?
No.
How are they going to find out who Samoa Joe is?
Oh, I know this one. By watching
yes.
TNA?
There you go. What's going to make them watch TNA?
RVD.
Or?
Having good shows?
Will, thanks for playing along.
Or the point Tim's going to, names they recognize.
Thank you, smartass. Yeah, you quit laughing, Omega. You were late. You're not allowed to laugh for the rest of the night.
Aww.
Well, unless something funny is said, I guess. I don't know. But, you know. Anyway, yeah, you like Jersey Girl in the chat room said Jeff Hardy when he's not in jail. That'll make you watch TNA.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. So, TNA, they get a record 1.5 rating, Nielsen rating, on their live show on January the 4th. Their follow-up taping was a week and a half later, and that did a 1.4, and they've been steadily going down in the ratings. You got a 1.31 in there, and then a 1.21, and then last week, their overall rating was, I believe, 1.14, but it was a sliding rating. It started strong and then dropped. And by the end of the show, they were at 0.93. People were tuning out. Now, here's the big thing. Here's the thing about this. And Rock and I had a nice little chat about that earlier. Bubba the Love Sponge is claiming that it's because of him that TNA's ratings are doing so good.
Yeah,
don't.
Special permission to laugh?
Okay, you can giggle at that one. Here's the thing. Rock and I are talking to each other, and they're saying, well, when did Bubba the Low Sponge come on? And, well, he was in the second hour. And all of a sudden, the second hour shows up. That's when the ratings started to slide. You know, Bubba the Love Sponge going in and basically shooting on Hogan, saying, you're old, brother. You're broken down, brother. You got bad hips, brother. He's going to kill you, brother. Blah, blah, blah. You don't need to do this, that, the other thing. He's like, hey, I'm Bubba the Love Sponge. Watch me, you bitch. You know, I'm better than, what's her face? Awesome Kong. Right about when he shows up on TV is when TNA's ratings started to go into the toilet for that particular program. Thing is, did he turn off people and make them change the channel? Or were regular TNA fans figuring, well, this isn't such an important thing. They haven't really been doing anything to lead up to the big Monday debut. I don't need to really watch all of this. I caught the first hour. That's good enough. Time to watch something else. Do you think that's it?
Well, when it comes to Bubba getting ratings to TNA, it's not because he's on TNA. It's probably because he has a radio show where he can say, oh, look, hey, wrestling fans, here's Hulk Hogan. Go watch TNA. And that probably helps TNA's ratings. Which, you know, if that's the case, yeah, he has some credit for that. But if it's because he's like, oh, well, I'm on TNA. I'm awesome. Look at my big fat ass. Make fun of the Haiti disaster, then, no, fuck off.
Yeah, well, that's just it. He put himself over as the guy who's bringing in the ratings for TNA. Not from his radio show saying, hey, go watch them, they're great, fantastic. No, I'm on the show. That's why it's doing so damn good.
Yeah, okay. Fuck him.
Omega.
Yeah, like anyone on a national audience actually knows who the fuck Bubba the Love Sponge is.
I didn't even know what the guy looked like.
I'll be honest. The only times I ever heard of him is looking at a news report about Hulk Hogan when he was completely out of work. You know, just every now and then he'd show up on Bubba the Love Sponge. I figure that is the strangest name I think I have ever heard. And then I'd kind of forget about it again.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, totally fucking ridiculous for Bubba the Love Sponge, whatever his real fucking name is, I don't give a good goddamn, to claim something like that. It's absolutely retarded. Of course, that sort of lets you know exactly what I think of Bubba the Love Sponge intelligence quotient.
What intelligence quotient?
Exactly. He's fucking retarded. I mean, he's the guy they modeled Eugene after, the character.
Seriously?
Without the talent.
Wow.
Sponge, I've got a radio show. Oh, I'm the best. Hi, how about this, Hulk Hogan? Hulk Hogan, what do you think about TNA? Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to be in it. What do you think about that? Isn't that great? Yeah, I'm Hulk Sponge. I'm fucking awesome.
God,
awesome? Or am I syndicated? I mean, what the fuck?
He's really the quintessential unarmed man in the battle of wits.
Oh my God! I tell you, I tell you, man, this guy's the Rush Limbaugh of anything with wrestling.
Wow. Oh!
I think he just gave Omega an aneurysm.
Did I hurt you, Omega?
Oh, that was just meaner than I would have gone.
Well, this is how despised. How much I despise Bubba the Love Sponge. Guy's a fucking tool, okay? I would rather listen to Rush Limbaugh do 3 hours on Obama than 5 minutes of Bubba the Love Sponge on anything else.
Well, at least Limbaugh is batshit insane and you get a little laugh out of it.
Yeah.
Bubba is batshit, period.
But you see, here's the thing. There's right wing, there's extreme right wing, and then there's Rush Limbaugh, who's kind of sort of off in, you know,
out of his goddamn mind.
Yeah, he's past right field, man. But, yeah, it's like Punk Rock Kid in the chat room. I'd rather listen to Rush Limbaugh talk about blacks on the St. Louis Rams than Bubba the Love Sponge. So, yeah, that's, and you said I was harsh. That was, actually, yeah, I suppose that was a close second. But yeah, you know, the guy's a fucking tool. Okay, nobody likes him. He gets worse heat than Vicky. And here's the thing. Vicky doesn't get the good proper heel heat. She's like, and we went through this, when was that, last week?
Yeah.
We spent a good 20 minutes on why that's detestable. On WWE's part,
something like 2 weeks ago, something.
Something like that. And, you know,
and her X-Pac heat.
Yeah, it's a shame that they did what they did with Vicky, because they could have used it to their advantage, but they didn't. Now we get the, excuse me, you know. And Rock, if you clip that, I will drive down there and kick you in the nuts.
Come in.
Don't you dare. Anyway.
I'll give you $5.
As far as that goes, you know, the best thing for TNA would be to do everything they can to get rid of Bubba the Love Sponge. You know, thank you, but you've been future endeavored.
Well, thankfully, he's been off TV for quite a few weeks, thanks to his whole backstage problem with Awesome Kong, but he really wasn't needed tonight on, not tonight, that's when I watched it, but Thursday night on Impact.
Yeah.
I mean, his whole little segment with Hogan, it just reeked of Russo writing, throwing out wrestling terms that the casual wrestling observer wouldn't know and all that, you know, Russo traits.
Well, here's the thing about that. He said that he was told to go in and have a quick chat with Hogan about Hogan getting in the ring and say he doesn't need to do it, that, you know, stress the point, he doesn't need to get in the ring. And Bubba said, well, the whole thing was a shoot, and I brought up all of this real stuff in real life, and that was Hulk Hogan's real reaction, and man, did I ever do a good job, and blah, blah. And he just, I can't remember where I saw this, but he just went on and on and on and on about how good a job he did doing a real shoot on Hulk Hogan during that segment, and that segment made the whole show and all this other crap. And I'm like, fuck, man, get over yourself. You're not that big a deal, okay?
Oh, man, he suddenly seems like someone Russo would put a world title on.
Now, this is definitely something that better never happen, or I'm done watching TNA. I mean, forget it. They've had a couple of stumbles since the live show on January 4th, but overall, the product has been better than it's been for the last 2 years, 2.5 years. And,
easily.
You know, very much so. And I will give both Bischoff and Hogan credit for that. And one thing that impressed me about Hogan, you know, whether he's just saying this to appease the rabid fan who's in the know and the insider fan, you know, people like us. You know, he respects Russo from a distance, and he says that he's got his eye on what Russo comes up with. And, you know, when Russo comes up with a great idea, it's fucking gold. The only problem is the majority of his ideas aren't that good.
Well, that's why he was so successful when he was writing for the Attitude Era WWF, because Vince McMahon was his filter.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And as you know, it's no secret to anybody again who's, you know, in the know. Absolutely no secret whatsoever that Vince McMahon has final say on what goes on his programs. He's you know, veto power the whole damn bit. Right? So and yeah, Vince even said, "Yeah, you know, Russo's a good writer, but he's only one. We have several on staff, and everything goes through me at the end of the day." You know, and he said that just after Vince Russo got hired away by WCW and Eric Bischoff. And that was one of Bischoff's last big hires, as a matter of fact, before he was let go the first time around. If you guys remember that.
I try to forget those days of WCW.
Very painful.
Yeah, because Russo was, what, his last day was right before the pay-per-view where Jarrett was supposed to drop the title to China.
Yeah.
Which created that whole debacle about, oh, I'm Jeff Jarrett, and I'm going to ransom Vince McMahon money.
There you go. And, of course, when he shows up in TNA and scripts out the match where Jarrett's supposed to lose to Hogan, what does he do? He comes out and he lies down on the ground. Just pin me and get over with. Tell me you remember that.
Oh yeah. Mash at the Beach 2000.
Yeah. It's So, but anyway, you know, that's where that goes. Their slide, is it because they're doing shitty, bad booking, bad wrestling, bad storytelling, bad angles, or is it, yeah, I can't be bothered with it because they're moving to Monday night? What do you think it is, Omega?
I really don't know what it is. I mean, between what's happened on TV and what I've seen rumored, I just don't think the product has been consistent, and I don't mean like in quality wise. Like you said, it's marginally better, but I still think it has a ways to go. The only thing I fault with them these days is it's every storyline just seems like it's going after one shock moment after another, and they don't stick with any point long enough to make it significant in any way. One of the reasons that TNA has always floundered, in my opinion, and they've still had this problem, is that ever since they had to book for a one-hour show, they've known how to rush their writing and how to cram in as much as they can in such a short time. And they never really figured out how to not do that. Again, it's gotten better, but I still don't think the show is paced properly or gives itself enough time to do things. You know, there are segments in Impact these days that could be left out, give us an extra match or two, give us a more balanced wrestling show instead of a lot of talking and a couple of quick matches here and there.
Well, ever since Hulk Hogan came over to TNA, how much WWE flavoring have you noticed, Will?
It's not as flavored as WWE. It does have that feel that it's its own product. The only real problem I'm having with it right now is the matches are just, I understand when you only got 2 hours and one show that you've got to get stuff over quick, you got to get the point across. Alright, well, you're still watching for some wrestling. And the problem is, they'll get a match that looks great on paper going, and just as you're getting into it, it's over. Like, the best example is this recent week on Impact. There was a four-corner tag team match. Generation Me, The Guns, Beer Money, and Hernandez and Morgan, and the match was maybe, I don't even think it went to commercial, it was maybe 5-6 minutes long, and just as, you know, it's really picking up, bam, there's a super kick, and it's over, and you're sitting there left going, well, that was underwhelming.
Yeah, it was anticlimactic, I guess you could say. Hey, well?
Yeah, like, Russo is good with Crash TV. The problem is, you gotta be able to at least have, on a wrestling show, matches that you wanna watch and that you give a damn about. And when you just end it like that, it ends on a sour note, and you just get to a point where it's like, the product, it's okay to watch, but the matches suck.
Yeah, well, as somebody who, you know, watch wrestling as much as I do, who likes wrestling the way I do, the one thing that I cannot stand is to see a match where one guy dominates and is totally squashing the other guy, and then the other guy does a super kick or some kind of move out of nowhere, where if it was a more even battle, that's a kick out, but no, that's the end of the match. I mean,
every John Cena match ever.
Yeah, pretty much just about.
And The Rock and Hulk Hogan.
Well, no. Because these guys, they do their build-up and they're telling the thing. I'm talking about, you know, the guy's getting his ass kicked, and then it's just one move. You know, Cena still gives you the five moves of doom, right? I'm talking about just one, like, almost the reflex reaction, right, where it's the clothesline from hell or the super kick to the chin, whatever. It's just one thing, and it stops the guy in his tracks absolutely cold.
So, you know, the other night, actually, the last pay-per-view, where Kane beat the shit out of McIntyre the whole match, and then one DDT and it was over for McIntyre.
Yeah. Exactly, right? You know, the one guy's just all offense, the other guy's all defense, and then it's just like one move, switch over, done. No, I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. it's not believable. Now, we all know that wrestling is staged, and you'll never hear me call it fake, because I know better. I'm not stupid. But it's all staged. But you've got to make it seem believable. I mean, you're not gonna take Mel Gibson's Lethal Weapon character and have him have the shit kicked out of him, and then all of a sudden he wins with one shot to the throat or something like that, and he wins the fight at the end of the movie. And the bad guy's all taken care of, right? I mean, sure, you see four Lethal Weapon movies, Mel Gibson's character, what's his name, Riggs, right?
Mm-hmm.
In two of the movies, he's in, he gets into fights in the climax scene. Well, in all four movies, he's in a fight in the climax. But in two of the movies, he's kicking ass and he wins. And in two of them, he gets his ass kicked, but then he comes back and he lets you, and you believe that he's actually fighting back before he wins, And there was a Lethal Weapon marathon on today watching a couple of shows. I mean, he wins in the second movie by dropping that container on top of the bad guy. Okay, sure. He's got a knife in his leg and he's hobbling and he's had the shit kicked out of him. But it's believable. Well, I'll just, here's the button. I'll push it and you're dead. Okay, there you go. It's not something that's sprung out of nowhere and forced down your throat like some wrestling matches you see happen to be. But, getting back to TNA, if you're wondering why we're a little bit TNA heavy tonight, well, they're moving to Monday Night Live, in case you haven't heard, which is kind of strange if you're a wrestling fan. But this past week, Hulk Hogan and Jimmy Mouth of the South Hart making their rounds to all the radio stations, promoting the fact they're moving to Monday night. And I guess TNA got really mad at Hulk Hogan for spilling the beans about RVD signing with TNA. Well, did Hogan really spill the beans? That's the big question. Rock, can you play that video?
All these years.
Himself. How long have you two guys been together?
Man, a long time.
30 years.
Okay, so your manager, Jimmy Hart, the greatest wrestling manager in the world, of course, had to, because that's what managers do, advise you that it would be a good idea to get yourself involved in total nonstop action wrestling.
That's right, man. TNA wrestling.
And go back into the ring.
That's crazy, isn't it?
In a big way. As the main event.
Tonight is our last night, Thursday night, on Spike TV.
Because you're moving to
Mondays, March 8th, this coming Monday, March 8th, the wrestling wars are back on. It's TNA Total Nonstop Action going head-to-head against the WWE.
And are you at all intimidated by that challenge?
No, they're the big guys.
Yes.
They're the monsters. That have
they're the big
forever.
Guys because of people like you who made them the big guys.
Ah. Well, I had an opportunity to go against those guys. Now it's kind of like not repeating history. We're going to make history because TNA is this company that's been around since 2002, and they're like a speedboat. They can turn on a dime. They're not a public company. They've got my boss is a gorgeous lady named Dixie Carter.
Mm-hmm.
And she has this vision, and she's honest as the day is long, and we've got all this great talent, all these young guys there, and some of the old veterans like Jimmy Hart and Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair and Kurt Angle and
Mick Foley.
Mick Foley, yeah, and so, there's a lot of young talent.
When Kurt Angle was up here not long ago, and of course he's an Olympic gold medalist as well, when Kurt Angle was up here, I think that maybe he would have objected to being referred to as an old veteran.
Well, see, he's been around a while.
I know.
We've got a lot of young kids in there now, like AJ Styles and Jeff Hardy, and we've got a bunch of surprises coming up with some guys that just signed it, didn't tell Jimmy about it, I found out about last night. But, it's going to be really crazy, what I'm saying?
Oh, so, awesome! That is good.
So we're ready, man. And this is going to be, it's kind of like the little engine that could. We're fighting from underneath, and we're just going to keep, we picked the fight. And so every time we get knocked down, we're going to keep getting up. But starting this Monday, March 8th, it's game on.
Okay, it's game on. Okay, there are going to be surprises. Now, where did you, in any part of that, hear him say RVD?
Nowhere.
None.
Right? Now, the only reason why it got leaked out, it's not Hulk Hogan who spilled the beans on this one. It was that radio station, whatever that radio station was. They went and they videotaped it, and then they put it up on the internet. Right? So Hulk Hogan getting heat with TNA for spilling the beans, he didn't spill the beans. He alluded to something. He didn't say RVD. He didn't say Mr. Monday Night. He didn't say the whole fucking show. Right? He made that gesture. And that gesture was in a radio studio, not a TV studio. So my question is, okay, the beans were spilled not by Hogan, but by the radio station. Now that you know that RVD is going to be there Monday night, are you that much more inclined to tune in, Omega? Yeah, you're damn straight. I went to you for a reason. Say it. Go ahead.
Rob Van, God damn it. Yeah.
Okay. Now that you know Rob, okay, you found out, oh, RVD, you know, and we were talking earlier that you were probably late because you were lining all the household furniture in plastic because you found that he's going to be there, because as soon as he's on the screen, on your TV screen, you're going to wet yourself. But stop and think about it. You now know RVD is going to be there. You've heard that Jeff Hardy will be there. Okay? This goes back to the point that I was making 5 million hours ago about the names that the casual wrestling fan knows about. Right, Will?
Right.
Yeah,
I don't think it would be a mistake to leak something like maybe Rob Van Dam will be there, or maybe we signed Rob Van Dam, because you know what that does? That puts something out there for people to go, really? I'm going to have to tune in and see that.
There you go. That gives me a reason to watch TNA for the first 5 minutes. Now, I'm going to be able to watch the first 15 minutes of TNA up here in Canada because, like I keep saying all the time, Raw is on a 15-minute delay here because they're not allowed to show it live for some stupid fucking reason. CRTC rules, which is the Canadian equivalent of FCC. The channel that Raw's on here in Canada is only allowed a certain number of hours of live programming every week. It's a sports recap show. And so they can't show live. But that being beside the point and everything, I'll be able to watch first 15 minutes of TNA on my TV before I might switch over, or I'll put Raw up on the stream, depending. I know RVD's going to be there. I'm going to be hoping he's there in the first 15 minutes. Right. And, yeah, Punk Rock Kid, it's not a censorship rule. It's the licensing thing that, the channel in Canada is called The Score. It's a sports recap show. They're only allowed to have a certain number of live hours. So that's why the delay. Anyway. What I'm saying, right? I'm hoping to see some big stuff in the first 15 minutes. It's going to grab my attention, so I don't turn the channel right at 7:15 to hear the big build-up to the main event, Vince versus Bret Hart. Now, the other benefit that I have, I can watch TNA live, and then I can watch the Raw replay, because they replay it at 10 o'clock Mountain on the Score. So I'm almost in the exact same boat that I was back during the original Monday Night Wars. We would watch Raw on Monday nights, and on Tuesday nights was Nitro, right? So I'm intrigued, pretty much, because I found out that a wrestler that I know and I like to watch wrestle is going to be on there. Now, if I hadn't heard this, then I'd be less intrigued. Now, Will brought it up, a very salient point. And looks like we lost him for a minute there, Omega, but still, he's absolutely right. Okay? Something was slipped out. The general population now knows. The casual fan has heard, oh, hey, my favorite wrestler's going to be on. I got to watch this.
Right. And, yeah. Rock brought it up in the chat. That's true. I mean, Rock brought it up in the chat. If he's at something in the first 5 minutes, you know, if you have someone as big as Rob Van Dam coming out to start the show, you're more inclined to stick around. I mean, TNA, as much as people don't believe it, TNA is smart. And they do know that if they go head-to-head with WWE, they're going to get trounced in the ratings unless they kick it off with something huge and hook an audience from the get-go.
Well, you know, excuse me, as far as hooking the audience from the get-go and all that other stuff, you know, this is what Will and I were talking about in the first break. They should start an hour earlier and have that overrun, because if they can captivate the audience for that first hour, it's less likely that that audience is going to tune to WWE in the second hour. But no, they are going head-to-head. I think it's a mistake, personally speaking. I don't have a problem with them being on Mondays, but I think they should start an hour earlier. What do you think? What's your take on it?
Yeah, definitely need the hour head start. I mean, that was one reason why WCW succeeded in the Attitude Era, because they had the edge on WWE. And when they did something new and interesting like the NWO or like Goldberg, and then you'd stick around and watch what happened. You'd stay there and wait because you didn't know when it was going to happen, but you knew it was going to happen, and that was worth watching. So a lot of times that would spill over into the second hour. People wouldn't tune into WWE because they still wanted to see this new stuff that was going on.
Yep.
When you go head-to-head, you don't give yourself any kind of advantage that way.
So I don't think that TNA has the I don't think they have the horses to get more than a 1.5. tomorrow night. What do you think?
No. I would be going head-to-head straight up with the WWE. I'd be surprised if they made their normal Thursday ratings. Like I would be surprised to see a 1 out of this show.
Are you serious?
Well, you're talking about the casual wrestling fan. Well, the casual wrestling fan is always going to tune into the place that's most familiar.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to... But... That's not, you see, that's easy when you've got no competition on that night. Now, when there's two options, they're always going to go with the path of least resistance. You know, the familiarity is always going to be on WWE. And for the casual fan, for the most part, they might not even be aware there's this thing called TNA that's a couple channels over at the same time.
Yeah, well, don't forget that in a lot of markets in the United States on USA, TNA actually bought airtime. With Hogan saying, what are you doing? Turn over and watch me live on TNA, brother. What are you doing watching this? You remember that?
Actually, no. I didn't get those commercials here.
Okay, but did you hear about that?
No, again.
Okay. I think, okay, this is my prediction for tomorrow night. TNA sets a new ratings record, somewhere between 1.6 and 1.8. And that will be based on a first hour of 2.0 and a second hour of 1. Whatever it is to get it between 1.6 and a 1.8, I think. That's my opinion, right? Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a switch in strategy where TNA usually likes to start strong with these kind of things, and WWE likes to end strong.
Yeah.
So,
well. In this case, TNA has to start strong, and then they have to finish strong.
Yeah, well, which is why we have the return of Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan in the main event.
Yeah, and this is after Hogan's made the tour saying he can't get into the ring anymore because he's too busted up. So what's he doing? Oh, I'm getting in the ring, brother. So come watch me wrestle, brother. Right? I mean, please. What the fuck? Are you into magic? Magic tricks and illusion and sleight of hand and stuff like that, Omega?
Yeah, for the most part, I enjoy a good trick every now and then.
Well, then we got a couple. We got a couple more tricks up our sleeve that we're going to introduce to you, the listener. Make sure you stick around. Don't go anywhere. Don't forget the phone lines are open. 1-888-357-9876. Option 1. Feel free to call in. We're going to take the second time out of the evening. See if we can track down Will. We'll be back right after this.
Across the line, no possibility for Wild Talk Radio Network becomes a place where anything goes. Prepare to be sinful. Thursdays, 10:30 p.m. Eastern. On the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Wednesday night, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, Fire on Ice, a brand new webcast based around the NHL's Calgary Flames. You set the topic, and you lead the discussion.
Let Hadley with that shoot. What a stop by Kiprasov. Rebound. Oh, an even better shot. They score. Justin Boyd.
Jump into the play and you get to choose who winds up in the dumbass club. Fire on Ice, the weekly show about the hottest team playing the coolest game on earth. Since 1996, Audio Wrestling has been getting in the ring as your definitive source for all your wrestling desires.
Interviews with some of pro wrestling's biggest stars.
Providing you with a wide selection of award-winning wrestling shows from past and present, such as
Ministry of Slam,
Monday Night Mayhem,
In Your Head,
WrestleCast,
Sunday Night Showdown,
Wrestling News Live,
Between the Ropes,
RVD Radio,
WrestleCast,
and Wrestle Talk Radio,
and many others.
If you can't get enough Mad Mania, climb into the ring with
Audio Wrestling,
www.audiowrestling.com,
and check out all the real voices of wrestling radio.
Audio Wrestling,
keeping you tuned in
since 1996.
Wrestling Talk has nowhere left to hide.
Running the Ropes is your definitive source for wrestling news and a more realistic perspective on a wide spectrum of topics.
No politics, no scripts,
no fake gimmicks.
Join Maverick and Nick on Running the Ropes, the only wrestling-based radio program in the San Francisco Bay Area, every Thursday at 6 p.m., right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, the evolution of online entertainment.
Hey guys, this is Scott Hudson. I've been in WCW, WWE, and TNA, but no time is like the time I spend on Wild Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Vincent Kennedy McMahon, and all I gotta say is, you're fired.
No, crap, so you want to do the show alone now?
Oh, fuck no.
Don't fire me, I'm all you have left.
Well, I don't know, somebody
that's
call.
That's not true.
Let's find out if that's Will. Is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
What happened, William?
My friend's mom
didn't pay the electric, or not electric, the internet bill. And even though it would take 2 minutes to pay right now, and I have it on in an hour, she decided, no, I'm going to bed.
No. I'm sorry, I was starting to choke. That was so funny. Well, welcome back. Well, I'm glad you could call in at least.
Yeah, something.
Cool. What you should do is take the laptop and just drive down the street till you find an unsecured Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but I'm not on the laptop. I mean,
well, that's what I do. That's what I do when in the summertime when I'm working. You know, which is the only time of the year I work is the summer. 6 months out of the year, I'm working my ass off, 18-hour days. You know all about that, don't you, Omega?
Uh-huh.
And then in the wintertime, all I do is hibernate and work on the computer to catch up on the 6 months that I missed. But I got my little laptop with me, and when I want to take a break and catch up on my email and shit like that, you know, I just kick it on until I find an unsecured wireless internet connection. You know, it's still somebody's internet. You know, how can you steal internet? That makes no sense to me.
I'm not sure how that works.
I don't know. But anyway, whether it's theft or not is beside the point. And it's got nothing to do with what we're about to talk about, which is Sting returning to TNA in 2010. Is his return a big deal, or has his time passed, Will?
At this point, the only people who give a damn about Sting are the people actually watching TNA. The guy, when he is involved with TNA, scarcely wrestles except for big matches. And even then, his last big match was just, the ending to it was terrible. And you know what, just until he gives me a reason to be excited, I'm just going to go, eh.
Yeah, no big deal. So
it's like the Undertaker coming back every summer. He's okay. Just like, oh, he's back.
All right. So RVD to TNA is a bigger deal than Sting coming back nowadays.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Well, at this point in his career, Omega, what do you think Sting's role in TNA should be?
I really don't think he's got a place in the ring at this point. I mean, he's half decent, but at this point, it's just, it's all been done, and he can't put on a match that's TNA quality, the kind of match that TNA needs to put on to be competitive. Right now, he needs to take more of a mentoring role. I hesitate to utter the word managerial, but he definitely needs, someone needs to be under his wing, and he needs to be given a supporting role. But
so,
mm-hmm.
Okay, keep going.
Here's the thing. Sting is probably the only reason that Ric Flair even agreed to do anything with TNA in the first place.
Yeah.
Because we've known for years that, okay, Flair wanted to give his retirement match, his last match, to Sting.
Yeah.
And at this point, it's looking like the feeling is mutual. Like, I get the feeling that eventually these two are going to have a match in TNA, probably the next Bound for Glory, and that's going to be it for both of them.
Well, guys, do you think maybe it's time that since WWE is doing a more PG show, a little more family-friendly, don't you think it's time that the born-again Christian Sting, Steve Borden, takes another look at the offers that have been thrown his way ad infinitum by Vince McMahon and actually maybe do a year in WWE? Don't you think WWE would be slow enough for him at this point in his career?
Most likely.
I really don't see Sting ever in WWE. I don't see it happen. It's almost like he prides himself on being the only major talent from the 90s to never work for Vince McMahon.
You know, Omega, he's got a point. Pretty much Sting is the only holdout from the Monday Night Wars era that hasn't appeared in Vince's programming. Do you think that, you know, might be a point of pride for him that might wind up saying, well, ha, 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 I made my millions without Vince?
I don't think it was much of a moment of pride. I mean, if I remember, there were a few times where Sting was planning to head to WWE, but for one reason or another ended up canceling it.
Yeah, I just wanted to let Rock know. I don't care how big a fan you are, La Parca wasn't a major star. He says in a production chant, not true. La Parca hasn't worked for Vince. I'm like, oh, please. You know, there's only one word missing there. It begins with an N. Oh, nigga, please. He's not a big star outside of Mexico. Anyway. Okay, so, you know, Sting coming back to TNA, whoop-de-doo, not a big deal.
Right? Done it before.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, well, why don't we take a look at what's going on tomorrow night, head-to-head. Okay? The main event for TNA is Hogan and Abyss versus Flair and AJ. Does this sound like a great main event to you?
Not great,
no.
But...
Say, 10 years ago, a great main event.
Maybe.
Yeah, 10 years ago, this is a decent main event.
Okay, now look at WWE on the flip side. You know both of these shows are going a good 8 minutes over. Okay? They're literally going head-to-head right from the get-go. And it's the one who gets to stay on that extra 2 seconds longer that wins at the end of the night. Bret the Hitman Hart is going to face off with Vince McMahon at WrestleMania. We know that. Now, part of the story leading up to this is Vince McMahon has challenged John Cena. And that's your main event for tomorrow night in WWE.
Oh, joy.
All right. Which one is more appealing to you?
Oh, God.
Okay, well, let's put it this way. Let's just look at it this way. Who's the bigger... Who are the bigger names? Vince and Cena or Hogan and Flair? Who are the bigger names?
Probably Hogan and Flair.
Those are the bigger names. Who is the bigger draw, Will?
Right now, easily Cena.
Okay. How much of a rip in half are these main events going to be?
It's going to depend on your crowd that really hates Cena and your crowd that really hates old floppy man titties in the ring. I mean, because the way I look at it, if you like TNA, you're going to watch TNA for its main event. If you like WWE, you're going to watch WWE for its main event. It comes down to is you see Cena every week on Raw. He's there. He's wrestling. He'll be there the next week. He'll be the main event at Mania. You know, you're not going to miss Cena. On the other hand, this match is the first time Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan have stepped in the ring on national television since a SmackDown episode in, like, 2000 and... I want to say... 2002, during Hogan's Undisputed Champion run.
Aww.
And this is also Ric Flair's first match back in the ring since he retired at WrestleMania 24. Well, first match in the United States in the ring since WrestleMania 24.
Well, here, let me ask you this really, really quick question. Really looking for a really quick answer. I'm going to start with Omega. Do you see Ric Flair's return to the ring tomorrow night, a slap in the face to Shawn Michaels after what happened to WrestleMania, yes or no?
Absolutely, especially since they ran the storyline of you're the one who took Ric Flair away from Shawn immediately after that. And now you're not just talking about a single match, a moment is an enormous moment to take away from him, but you're also talking about a slap in the face to everything that his career was after that.
Okay. Will, yes or no?
I want to say no, because you know that if Flair and Shawn are really the friends they say they are outside of the ring, that you know the first thing Flair did was say, he called Shawn and said, look, would it bug you if I ruined our moment, if I went to wrestle?
Okay.
So if that's the case, it's not a slap in the face.
Now, my question is, was the whole thing he's retired from wrestling or he's retired from WWE? You see what I'm getting at? I understand both sides of the coin here, and this is exactly what we got from both you and from Omega. okay? Omega's like, well, I'm totally pissed off because it's totally fucking over the storyline. And Willow's like, well, you know, maybe they worked it out and it's not such a bad deal. My opinion is they're not in WWE, so it doesn't count. You know what I mean, Omega?
Okay.
No, seriously, the storyline was centered around WWE. The storyline between him and Shawn ending his career, right?
Yeah, but still, you retire, you retire. You know, it's not something like, oh, no, no, I didn't mean there. I just meant, you know.
Okay, yeah, okay, the line is, I will never wrestle again. So, it's already happened. He's wrestled down in Australia, so shouldn't you be choked by that and not by what's going to happen tomorrow night? Gotcha, didn't I gotcha? So, what are you more pissed off at? Something that you didn't know about or something that you're going to have fresh on your face tomorrow?
Honestly, it's probably even match. I wasn't happy with it when I found out that that he was going to wrestle on Hulk Hogan's tour. I wasn't happy with that either. But but making it public, putting it out there for millions to see, and no less to put it on at the same time as WWE is to say, okay, we don't acknowledge your retirement. And yeah.
Okay, just for the sake of argument, it's an insult to what he did with Shawn at WrestleMania. Okay, it's an insult. What's the bigger insult? The fact that it was done that he came out of retirement and got back into a ring where nobody saw it because it was in Australia. And when I say nobody saw it, I mean 300 people in total during that whole tour saw him wrestle. Pretty much what it turned out to be. Was that the bigger insult, or is it going to be a bigger insult tomorrow night when he's in TNA?
I'd almost say that if it was an insult, it would be the insult that he's in TNA. You know, wrestling in a house show is different, but when you're wrestling and competing against a show that you retired from, that's a bit of a more major deal.
Okay, well, you know, you don't forget at the same time, sure, the Australian tour was televised in Australia. We didn't see it, but how many people live in Australia?
Too many.
like 5 million or something like that, right? I don't know, and 99% of them are descendants of, I was going to say slaves, but that's the wrong word, prisoners.
Right, convicts.
You know, they're descendants of convicts. Speaking about slaves, we got a caller, and I'd just like to welcome WTR's Oreo, the original Negro. Mike, how you doing?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
I just thought I'd give you an intro like that because it was funny.
Yeah.
Tim's witty.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So he's not a prisoner. He's not a slave. He's our Oreo. God damn it, he's only black on the outside. It's right. It's Mike. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, so I'm hearing about this whole Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan facade, and it's just leading to the same thing over and over again that I have been preaching, prophesying, and everything. This is basically TNA and WWE's version of anything you can do, I can do better.
Ooh, do we have that song? I can do better, I can do it better than you.
Because when you think about it, they're trying to outdo each other. Vince McMahon versus John Cena, that's going to be an epic fail. So, hey, guess what? We're going to go and watch the TNA's main event.
Well, here, let me ask you this, okay? At what point do you think either Bret Hart or Batista or both are going to get involved in this WWE main event?
That's the thing. You're already going to know it, and you're already going to predict it. So, thus, there'd be no point of watching.
Okay, there you go. And at the same time, you already know the old farts are going to be in the ring in TNA. So do you want to see two old farts spread their hip, or do you want to see one no-talent 40-year-old who's got a problem with torn ligaments because he does too many steroids going after Mr. Five Moves of Doom to save the old guy from breaking his hip? That's your choice for tomorrow night. Never thought about it that way, did you?
No.
You just made life look so much more bleak for me, Tim. Thank you.
Just a little bit.
I'm sorry. Well, I've got a wonderful wrestling match for you to watch. Oh, wait, you can't. You got no internet. Oh.
That's mean.
Going to hang up and drink bleach now. Thank you, too.
There you go. Well, as soon as you get internet, let me know, and I'll let you watch the match, because it's really good. Rock's got the link to it, so we can give it to you all the time. Omega, do you want to watch this match I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
All right.
To spite Will.
There you go. Mike, what about you? Do you want to watch this match?
Omega? I hope
sure, I would enjoy watching that.
Okay.
What was that, Will?
Yeah, we just talked right over Will. What was that, Will?
I said, you know what, Omega? I hope one of your toys falls off a shelf.
Well, let's hope it's not the Lita one.
God, it's a Lita figure. You know she can't stay on her feet.
Well, there's a whole really long joke that goes with staying on your feet. Mike, you've heard the joke, haven't you? You knew where that was going.
Yes. I'm you know what?
So, there you go. That's pretty much what we can expect tomorrow. What are you going to watch, Mike?
Honestly, I really don't know. I want to watch TNA, but then again, I want to watch WWE to see if what Chris Angel is going to do, because with Chris Angel there, I have a feeling that The Undertaker is going to show up. But that's just me. But then I want to see, what's it called? I want to go to TNA and just watch the main event, because I know I haven't seen, quote-unquote, I haven't seen Hogan and Flair wrestle in a while. Not to mention they haven't wrestled each other in like, what, over a decade and stuff?
No, since 2002.
Close enough. But, you know, that'd be good. But what kind of made me mad was that why would you add the fusion of Eugene and Mick Foley and turn it in and have in Hulk Hogan's corner when you have Ric Flair Jr. mini-me crap-looking guy in Ric Flair's corner. It just kind of messes the whole thing up. So that's basically TNA's mistake by having two other people inside the match, but it should just be Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair.
Did you really, really want to see Hogan and Flair by themselves?
Look, the only thing that I will laugh at is who will break their hip quicker.
Well,
it's the same way that you don't put, you know, it's the same way that they're probably going to do, you're probably going to see a match like John Cena and some random tag partner versus Batista and some random tag partner. They know what their main event is. They know what the stake is going to be in the meal, but they're not going to give it to you first. You're going to have to wait on it, and you're just going to have to watch this tag match so you can anticipate it.
That's true. Or I could not watch it and just skip TNA until Kevin Nash and Eric Young beat the crap out of the band, but hey, that's just my thing. But I don't know. I don't know if TNA is going to get the bigger rating or WWE, but I know that 9 times out of 10, about 95% will be watching TNA.
Okay, I just want to ask really quickly. We have the ability right now to stream this ladder match from Stampede Wrestling on Ustream. And we can let that play as we finish up the show. You people in the chat room, would you like to see this wrestling match? You'll hear us talking, but you'll be able to see the action in the ring. What I'd like to know, those in the chat room and those listening, would you guys like to see the match? That's what I want to know. Mike? Yes,
yes
or no?
Yes. Yeah.
Mike's yes. Jersey said sure. Tony says sure. No, Tony said yes. Necros said sure. Randy's yeah, full show. I don't know. I think Randy's trying to pretend he's black or something because he's like doing Ebonics typing, right? So it's fun to pick on Randy for a change. Isn't that good, Mike? See, I'm not just picking on you. I'm picking on all black people.
We'll see. The crazy part of that, Bob picks up your slack and he picks on me. So.
No, that was Omega caught what I said, but I don't know if anybody else did, right?
No, I got it. I just
you're a horrible man, Tim Stein.
I am a bad son of a bitch. But I don't know. He busts a cap in my ass. Well, you'd have to find a cap first there. Andy, you know I love you, man. I'm just kidding. Watch your Ustream player, everybody. Stampede Wrestling ladder match. Now, if the audio was playing, you'd be able to hear me actually call this match. But you're watching.
No one wants to hear that.
What you're watching right now, all that video footage and the cuts and everything, that was done by yours truly. All of the video editing and everything, I did. You're going to enjoy it. I hope you like the match. Yeah, that's Hotshot Johnny Devine and Stampede Wrestling, by the way. There's Teddy Hart there, too. You saw those guys. They're in Stampede Wrestling. You'll be able to see this ladder match. It's a fantastic ladder match. I hope you enjoy it. As you watch, we are going to ask Mike if he wants to stick with us while we go into some quick hits.
I'd be honored.
You get to play the part of Spug. So if I accidentally call you Spug, you know it's Mike, right?
Yeah.
Mike and Spug are now interchangeable. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. So I don't think we're going to be able to play the intro for quick hits because of the video playing, but then again, we might be able to. So everybody, it's time for WTR's quick hits.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Russell Talk for you, quick hits.
Wow.
That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Russell Talk Radio quick hits.
Ooh, yeah, brother. Quick hits right here on the WTR Radio Network. Woohoo! I'm just so happy. Quick hits tonight. We're going to start off with Will. Will, are you ready?
Sure.
Okay, here's your first question of the night. Has Bret Hart versus Vince McMahon turned from a main event match into a sideshow attraction?
Yeah. Yeah, it pretty much has. What's something that had... You know, it had the makings of, oh, man, I got to see this, to, oh, look, Vince is beating up a cripple. Wonderful. Next.
Okay. There you go. So, yeah, it's a sideshow attraction. Are you ready for your question, Mike?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, this is these ones, so I'm going to give you the hardest ones of the night. So here's your first one. Who in wrestling does the best spear?
Crap. damn it. I'd have to say Goldberg.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Why?
For the simple reason is that when he starts spearing someone, you could actually see the opponent selling it, and it kind of looks like it hurts. Unlike Batista and Edge and all of them, where they just lay down like they're ready to get raped or something.
Okay. Omega, your turn.
Mm-hmm.
Are you surprised by some of the participants in the Money in the Bank match?
So far, yes, but only because of the people who aren't in there yet. Last I checked, John Morrison hasn't qualified yet. He's been in a qualifier but didn't win. Oh. I'm more surprised by who isn't in the match yet, more than I am the people who have already been announced.
You're more surprised by who's not in there.
Yeah, so apparently he's in a tag team match with R-Truth.
Ah, okay.
One more match, and I wouldn't be surprised if that was the one that was the dark match for WrestleMania this year.
Cool. Okay, going back to top of the list. Will, question number two. If you could perform one illusion or magic trick, what would it be and why?
Make Vince Russo disappear.
You don't have to answer why. Judges, hey. Can we accept that answer as an answer from him? No. Can't accept that answer.
Watch now as Will makes John Cena disappear underneath this semi-truck.
That's not a trick. That's the vehicular homicide.
But it is magic.
Yep.
So what, you were expecting me to go with the John Cena answer?
No, you got to come up with something for real.
What's wrong with making Vince Russo disappear?
A lot of things.
It's too easy, man. Come on, come up with something real. Like, would you like to be able to walk through a wall, make the Statue of Liberty disappear, hypnotize women into taking off all their clothes? What?
I'd pull talent out of Tim Stein's ass.
Okay, that's it. Hang up on him, Brock. You're done, Will. Goodbye.
Tim, he means you have so much talent, it's just shooting out of every orifice.
Okay, Mr. Suck Up. Quit lying. Back. Fuck. I was born at night.
I'm sorry I was late, by the way.
Yeah. I took it. No laughing without permission the rest of the fucking show. Moving on, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite sports movie?
The Waterboy.
Waterboy.
Yeah, cause my mama said, that's right.
God, it was just too funny. Too many people made fun of the poor guy, and then he proved that he was the best.
Oh, yeah. No, come on. The best part of the Waterboy
was my hero, Captain Insano. You need a Waterboy?
How old are you, kid?
I'm 11,
12?
11, 12?
32.
Yeah. Who was interviewing him? Mean Gene?
I don't think so.
I thought it was Mean Gene who interviewed him. I don't know. But anyway, I'm pretty sure it was Mean Gene. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so Waterboy. Oh, righty then. Oh, boy. Omega. Mm-hmm. Which pro wrestler, in your opinion, would make an ideal Star Trek character?
An ideal Star Trek character. You know what? It would probably be Mark Henry as a Klingon. He's already got the hair for it. He's got the violent streak, and I've never seen a fat Klingon. I kind of want to see that.
Well, you haven't watched Star Trek V.
I was just about to say that.
Oh, Jeremy, yes, it has been a long time since I've seen that movie.
Well, he could play General Cord. I mean, he's even got the bumps on his forehead, if you notice.
That's not nice.
But that's from all that blading.
or the chicken grease. I'm just saying.
Botox injections only instead of Botox. It's Kentucky Fried Chicken grease.
Oh.
What?
Nothing. Continue.
Sin. Take him and Orphan to a before and after picture. I don't know.
Can't get Michael Dorn anymore. This is Worf after retirement.
There you go. Well, there it is, everybody. WTR. It's quick hits for tonight. Thinking that we'll go to break, but instead of going to commercial, why don't we turn the audio up on this for a little bit, Rock? Can we do that while we
don't
go to break?
Don't hit the 2-minute rant, too.
We're going to break, Will.
No, I was just making sure you didn't forget.
Shut up, Will.
Fuck off.
Shush. No, seriously, shush. So, everybody taking a quick little time out, let you listen to some of the action being called in the ring here for the Stampede Wrestling Ladder Match. We'll be back in just a couple of moments right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Here it comes, this spinning rock bottom across the knee. Something up in the corner. I can't quite tell what he's doing. Gonna go over here. I don't know. Oh, look out! Got a rush of late. He's almost off the second rope with the ladder. And kind of sort of look reminiscent thereof. Whatever you want to call it, Marky Mark down, definitely in pain as he was tangled up in that ladder.
Dusty Adonis getting creative with the ladders.
I'll tell you, the A-team is definitely nothing if not creative. This is the first time I've ever seen these men involved in a ladder match. Oh, Marky Mark off the ropes, caught by Avery, side slam onto that ladder. Oh, my God.
Break a couple of vertebrae right there.
That's definitely got to hurt Marky Mark as the A-team climbs outside the ring now, grabbing those chairs that the Funky Bunch brought in.
Exactly. The Funky Bunch brought those up to ringside themselves.
Well, if they get hit with them, it's their own damn fault.
Exactly.
That's all I can tell you. As the A-team climb back into the ring, Phoenix Taylor getting a shot to the back of the head, keeping him down. What are they going to do with these two chairs, huh? Chairs being set up in the middle of the ring here, grabbing the ladder, setting the ladder up on the chairs. We got a ladder table. This is not a good sign, Kingstein. Uh-oh. Not a good sign for the recipient of whatever's about to happen here.
That ladder's not going to break like a table would.
Marky Mark on top of Avery's shoulders. Marky Mark breaking out of it. Meanwhile, Phoenix Taylor throwing Dusty Adonis outside.
Marky Mark back on top here. Avery in the corner.
Oh, look. Oh!
Big Bulldog.
Oh, Bulldog onto the ladder. And Avery is folded over on top of that ladder.
Avery landing well across that ladder.
Oh, throwing that ladder onto Dusty Adonis and then drop kicking it through the ropes. Dusty down again. Marky Mark going after him. No, going after the ladder. Putting the ladder into the ring. Now he's going after Dusty.
He threw the ladder right at his head.
That's got to leave on Mark. Hard right to the forehead, followed by another one.
And you're not going
to
win this match on the floor tonight.
Dusty definitely back dazed. You're absolutely right. Meanwhile, in the ring, Avery getting whipped into that ladder, set up in the corner. Marky Mark definitely in control here.
Busy chiropractors tomorrow, Tim Stein, that's for sure.
Dusty Adonis rolled into the ring. Double underhook.
Marky grabbing the chair now.
Phoenix grabbing Dusty. Dusty gets set into the chair.
Giving Dusty a seat.
Oh, look at this. Tandem drop kick off the ropes.
You guys have been a tag team for years. They got a lot of good double team moves together.
That one perfectly executed by the Plucky Bunch as Avery is whipped into the ropes. And, oh, look out, what's happening here? Oh, springboard off the rope into the chair.
Dropped from face first right across that steel chair.
Dazed and confused, beaten and bruised. That's what we've got at the end of this match.
Where is Phoenix Taylor going?
I'm not exactly sure, but poor Dusty has had ladders thrown at him all night long.
Michael Avery getting tangled up in that ladder.
Well, it looks like Marky Mark's making a Michael Avery sandwich here. Oh, God. Oh, what's happening here? Marky Mark whipped off the ropes, caught by Phoenix. Up! Fireman's takedown. Oh!
Big Death Valley driver.
Not good.
The Funky Bunch people regretting that one.
Sounds like Marky Mark may have been.
Regretting that one.
Nice move.
Using Marky Mark as a weapon.
Oh boy, Dusty Adonis still in trouble with the overhead German courtesy of Phoenix Taylor. Phoenix Taylor rolling that ladder. Crowd definitely not big fans of the Funky Bunch here down in Calgary.
Definitely, I can't believe that.
Look out! Oh,
ladder's getting bent all out of shape.
So is Dusty's back after being brought on top of it like that. Dusty definitely in a lot of pain. Michael Avery looking a little bit woozy, still being very careful of his right elbow. Ladder on top of Dusty Adonis. The mangled ladder on top of Michael Avery. What are the Funky Bunch doing here, Brady?
Like another double team move from the Funky Bunch.
Oh, look out. Oh, a double moonsault landing perfectly, and that had to hurt them almost as much as it hurt the A-team.
Exactly. I'm not sure if that was good strategy from the Funky Bunch.
They're probably thinking that same thing
right about
every moment.
Looks like these two teams are more worried about beating the hell out of each other than getting those tag team titles.
Marky Mark brings Michael Avery up. Avery reverses it. Marky up top, but no! Caught by Michael Avery and over him!
Big German suplex right over onto his stomach. And as I was saying, this feud has gotten heated. It's gotten personal.
This feud got personal a while back. Now it's just getting mean.
Now, where is Avery going? Again, he's not going to win the title from there. Well, Avery looking like he might be climbing up. What's Marky Mark doing? Setting that mangled ladder up in the corner. Well, there's no way in hell he's going to be able to climb that ladder. Michael Avery intercepts him with a couple of shots. A couple of shots to the head and back. Throwing that ladder out of the way.
Yeah,
Mike needs to be retired. Michael Avery definitely not in the best of places right now as Marky Mark fights back. He looks collecting himself on the floor. The superplex may be coming. Oh, Dusty's getting up there. Look out! Phoenix literally rolling over on the sunset to pull him all off. Move of doom, Brady.
Huge tower of doom tonight.
Wow!
All four men down.
Holy cow, it's right! That's what the fans are shouting.
I do believe that's what they're saying. Yeah.
Holy something. Holy something. Holy bleep.
We can't repeat it on the TV.
No, literally, they're saying holy bleep.
Is that what they're saying?
They're keeping it PG.
Hard to hear with the helicopter.
Good for you, fans.
There are children.
But I'll tell you, it's pretty deafening in here, even though we are wearing the headsets. And Michael Avery in a world of hurt and a whole bunch of trouble now as he's whipped into the corner. Phoenix Taylor follows up, but Michael Avery gets that wounded elbow into his gut.
Oh, reversal by Phoenix.
Monkey flip. Right into that ladder. Services will be held for the ladder after the show tonight.
Michael Avery landing almost right up and down on the top of his head. It looks like we have an extra large ladder being brought right into the ring now. That ladder might be able to reach those tags as well.
Phoenix Taylor climbing out of the ring here, and I don't know exactly what he's doing or where he's going. He's grabbing a chair. Meanwhile, Dusty Adonis taking it to Marky Mark, throwing Marky Mark into that ring post. Marky Mark down. Dusty doing a little bit of a strut for the fans outside as he slams Marky Mark into the ring apron. Uh-oh. What's Phoenix doing here?
Again, that ladder set up between the two chairs.
Oh, there's a reversal. Oh, my God! Right on top of that ladder set up between the chairs.
Huge back body drop by Mike Avery.
Massive! Dusty Adonis now in the ring.
Phoenix Taylor's back is going to be all out of place. Look at that ladder, Tim Stein.
That's not a ladder. That's a pressure.
That was a ladder.
That used to be a ladder. Now it's a pressure. All they're missing is muscle.
That would be nice for everybody.
Big pressure with muscle.
Get hungry sitting here for a
while. Oh, Avery and Phoenix trading maneuvers here. Oh, it looks like we're going for a pump handle.
Right across the ladder in the corner of the ring. Don't give it all for those ladders.
Thank goodness it was on top of the ropes. At least that may have helped break the fall just the tiniest little bit.
Dusty setting up the giant ladder now.
Oh, this looks like it just might be it. The 18 going for the ladder, the belts. Using the ladder.
Phoenix down, Marky nowhere to be seen. The 18 will take the title right here.
Making sure that the ladder is nicely placed. And there they go. They're running up the ladder. Wait, there's Marky Mark coming in. Marky Mark moving Dusty out of the way. Climbing up. Taken off the ladder by Dusty.
Up on the shoulders.
Oh, hung over the top rope. And here comes Dusty with that knee lift onto the temple.
Kicked him right in the head.
Oh, notices Marky Mark going for the diamond cutter, the Dusty cutter. No, Marky Mark. Phoenix Taylor, rather.
Knocking Mike Avery right off the ladder.
Oh!
Big Death Valley driver by Phoenix Taylor.
Dusty rolling outside the ring. Definitely felt that one. Oh, Marky Mark up top. Look out. Oh, the guillotine leg drop off the top rope. And Michael Avery is down. The A-team is down, and the Funky Bunch are climbing up that ladder.
Is this it, Tim Stein?
Oh, my God. I think it just might be. Where's the A-team in this?
Nowhere to be seen.
They've got the belt.
Tim
They've
Stein.
Got the belt.
We've got new tag team champions.
Oh, my God. I'm stunned.
Marky Mark and Phoenix Taylor taking the tag team titles.
the Funky Bunch beating the A-Team here in the ladder match for the tag team belt.
Unbelievable. What a match.
Your new champions.
We got new tag team champions tonight.
I can't believe it. Michael Avery nursing that elbow outside the ring.
Heard it here first and sign new tag team champions.
I'm in shock.
We got a new Young Lions champion, new tag team champion.
Unbelievable. Well, you've got to hand it to the Funky Bunch as we see Dusty Adonis helping his partner Michael Avery to his feet. Both men battered and bruised. And you've got to hand it to both teams here.
The A-Team gave a hell of an effort.
I'm loath to say this, Brady, but congratulations to the Funky Bunch. They are your new international tag team champions here in Stampede Wrestling. Everybody, those of you watching on the internet and those of you who purchased the DVD, thank you very much. We hope you enjoyed yourself tonight. Fantastic show.
This is a sight I never thought I'd see.
Absolutely unbelievable.
Muted my microphone, I suppose. We're back after watching the rest of that ladder match. I hope that everybody who stuck with us enjoyed what you saw. And we're back just in time to pretty much wrap up the show for the evening. Normally, at this point in time, we have a two-minute rant, but I don't know, Omega. I'm not feeling pretty ranty tonight. How about you?
Not really. I'm not feeling bitter at all.
Mike, you're still with us. Are you ranty?
No, not at the moment.
Oh, we still got Will. We got Will on the phone. Will, do you feel a little ranty about anything?
Not particularly.
He can rant about his internet.
Why don't you rant about not paying internet bills?
Because that's something I go through, too, with, you know, being poor.
Yeah, don't need to talk to me about being poor, because I'm poor right now.
I think that's everybody.
So basically there's your 2 minutes of non-ranting. I'll give everybody about 45 seconds. If you got a 2 minute rant that you want to call in and do, Randy, hint, call 888-357-9876 option 1 or Skype Sir Rockin'. And we'll give everybody just a quick sec here as we wind it down. I just want to say, Mike, thank you very much for calling in tonight. That was fun.
Oh yeah, good to be back on WTR.
Yeah, make it a habit. Come back more often. What the fuck, man? Where the hell you been?
He's been throwing up.
That's all I can say.
He's been throwing up. He's been throwing up after listening to anything go.
Shut up, Rob.
Over and over and over again.
Shut up, Rob.
He's been throwing up after listening to the CB radio?
No, anything goes. Where he talked about, went deep into the details about the inner workings.
About which?
You know, the female private area thing.
Shut up.
Oh, like vaginas and stuff like that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. He got deep, and then he started talking about the period and how that works.
Well, shut up.
Okay, well, I'm just going to say, hey, Randy, mute the goddamn video or audio, will you? Because the feeding back. Yeah, Mike, we're going to let you go if you haven't gone yet.
All right, guys. Later.
We'll catch you, man. Send me a Skype message and I'll give you the link for the entire for that full show so you can watch it from the beginning. But right now, we got the El Paso Randy dude calling in. Randy, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay, I got a question for you, Randy. Are you on a laptop or a desktop computer?
Laptop.
Okay, has it got a built-in mic?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why you sound like ass. All right, you don't have a headset microphone?
Nah, I'm going to need to invest in one.
Yeah, I think you should, because your audio is shit, man. I'm just saying.
Well, nice to know. Nice to know, then.
Yeah, you want to get a little closer to that microphone pickup so we can hear you better, because you're a little muffled from sitting so far back and talking the way you do.
Yeah, well, let's see. Finished watching the Oscars. There's been a lot of wrestling talk on here.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard a lot of WWE, weirdly enough, for this episode special. You would think Mason Nick were hosting it today.
Well, you stop and you think about it. TNA is going head-to-head against Raw. Tomorrow's the first time they're doing it on a full-time basis, right?
Yeah.
It's a little TNA heavy tonight because TNA is trying to make a splash, and we're not trying to harm them any. Not like we could do anything that's going to fuck them up, right? But still, you know, you got to look at it. We talked a little WWE, but there's not all that much WWE news to talk about this week.
Plus, we're saving it for the big pre-show special of WrestleMania, the 27th on March, Saturday night.
Yeah, we're going to do special Saturday night show before CB Radio on the 27th.
Right.
That's going to be huge, Randy.
Should be.
Yeah. Yeah. So in the meantime, in the between time, what else you want to talk about?
Let me see. What has been going on? Nothing much, but you know what I probably should rant about? Even though Wrestlicious. Might as well get that out the way.
Yeah, rant about Wrestlicious.
Oh, no.
Alright. So when did my 2 minutes start? Or just go now?
Just go now and then we'll buzzer you.
Alright. Okay, Wrestlicious. Or, so you have a lot of money and you want to make a wrestling company. Well, come on. You know Jimmy Hart. Let's go ahead make this company. Let's get all the women's wrestlers we can get. The good ones. Like maybe your Madison Rayne, Amber, even the bad ones like Lacey Von Erich. Let's just put them all in there. And you know what? The wrestling nowadays is just boring. Let's make it look like half sitcom, half that. Oh no, we need to change the ropes too. We don't need other colors. We need a pink, hot pink, hot pink. And that's what it's all going to be, hot pink. See, this is what makes me mad about it. That you win a lot of money in the lottery, some millions. And then he thinks, oh, I can be my own little Ted Turner. I'm going to make my own wrestling company. You know, people in there. It's like with Bubba the Love Sponge. Yeah, he knows Hulk Hogan, but he doesn't know jack shit about wrestling. So let's bring in this guy, JT Ice, JC Ice, whatever he is. I haven't even seen the episode, but from reading what Mace told me, I'm not going to watch anytime soon. So let's see. Wrestlicious. And you can't even... You have to find it on the internet. You can't even watch it. It's on, like, what, MAV TV or something like that. So, why go see that? Wrestlicious sucks, pretty much. Yeah, that's about it. Oh, great. 2 days in a row.
Yeah, there you go. Wah, 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 wah. Well, thanks for calling in, Randy. Glad you enjoyed. What'd you think about the Stampede Wrestling ladder match?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah? If you had a chance to watch any more Stampede Wrestling just based on what you saw there, would you watch it?
Maybe.
Maybe? What do you mean maybe?
Oh great, I gotta choose now?
Well, you gotta get, like, yes or no, dude.
Yeah, I'll say yes then, yes.
Okay, well, because I've got about 25 individual Stampede Wrestling DVDs. Now I'm thinking about maybe putting matches up on the server for people to watch.
That can work.
I'm just thinking about it, you know. The majority of the guys in all of the matches will be involved in this new project if it ever gets off the ground, too. So it wouldn't be a painful thing to get invested in who these people are, who their personas are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, there you
go. Anyway,
thanks for calling in, Randy. Always appreciate having you phone in. I know. We made you call in about 20 minutes earlier than you normally do.
But there was nothing going on.
All right. So, have yourself a great week, and we'll catch you throughout the week on the rest of catch on the rest of the WTR programming here. Take care. Hey, Omega. Final thoughts.
I am going to be in severe pain having to watch Impact just because of the chance that RVD might appear. And if the whole damn show has led me wrong, I'm going to be phenomenally pissed. You will get a rant out of me if he doesn't show, but that's very unlikely.
Okay, that works. Will, final thoughts.
Fuck.
Thank you, Will.
I had nothing better. Just
Will's
fuck.
Final thoughts brought to you by the letter F.
All right, everybody. Hey, that's it for another edition of WTR Sunday Night Rust Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you next week. We'll talk about the fallout. TNA going head-to-head versus WWE. And we'll take a look at wrestling news of the week. We'll have a little bit more, of the ranting. Hopefully Spud joins us. We could talk a little bit about Mania Madness. Listen, if you haven't voted yet for the first bracket, you can still do it. All you got to do is click the Mania Madness banner on the website. You go right to the voting, and you've got about 2,500 different things you've got to vote for just to whittle it down. It's not that much, but it's still there's a bunch. And, of course, as the weeks go on, they'll drop right down until we get to the final four. And then on Mania weekend, we'll get heavily into the discussion as we vote in real time during the show to find the best WrestleMania match of all time. So, check that out. Everybody, have yourselves a great week. Don't forget, Tuesday night, we've got a Talk Talk Live. But before that, Nick Anthony, Alan Wilczek, and Aaron Kendrick on OWW Radio. Make sure you tune in for that. Tune in, listen to all the shit going on. And don't forget, we got blogs going up, new blogs going up all the time. If you want to write a blog for WTR, just email admin@wildtalkradio.com with the sample blog, and we'll get right back to you. And we will pass that on to you, JT Gene. Will, you're supposed to ring up JT Gene after the show. That being said, everybody, have yourselves a great week. We're out.
You've been listening to Wrestle Talk Radio, a Wild Talk Radio Network feature presentation produced by WTR Productions. For complete archives of this podcast, check out the official website of Wild Talk Radio Network located at wildtalkradio.com.